In the early 1840s, while he lived in Worcester, Massachusetts, Elihu was lecturing and writing about peace. This brought him into contact with like-minded people in England, and he decided to go there. By chance, he sailed on the ship that carried news of a peaceful settlement to the Oregon question that had vexed him so much. In London, he found cheap lodging, and one evening he came home to find an unexpected guest. In his journal, he wrote, "Here I met a fellow being and a fellow countryman with as good title to freedom as myself." My poem is called Fugitive. London, late November, guttering daylight. You return to your unlit room, too cheap for comfort, and find a stranger, darker shadow hunched over the fire, jaws too clenched to say his name, black stowaway from a slave block in the mint julep home of the free, hanging, no, it's his ragged calico that hangs coat-wise, still dripping bilge water in puddles. Of your two overcoats, you offer him the better, easing his locked elbows into free sleeves. Your old mournful hat as well. You've got a new one, and who on God's good earth needs the luxury of two of anything? A man travels lighter for what he gives willingly away. Till next time, this is Elihu's cousin Taylor. Walk in peace.